the depression. Most people, when they listen to this album, they'll think some's about relationships, and it all has to deal with the demons and the dark side that most of all of us deal with. This song is a direct, I guess, a direct conversation with depression itself, almost like as if you're in a love affair with it, because when it was new, when it first hit you as a child, it was a darker side that you could almost fall in love with at some points, romanticize. And now that you're older, you still have that piece, that nostalgia of despair, so. Started from a sample off of an Idaho. Everyone knows Idaho is one of my favorite bands. It started with that sample, and it blew me away. And I put a beat to it, but then I got on the bus where Eric and I were recording new songs during an open book tour. And he said, look what I did with this sample. And he wrote this beautiful music. All of this music is Eric. So I knew I had to not go too deep with the lyrics if I was trying to explain the disease of depression. So I had to make it like a journey with this love affair. Because anyone that's ever lived with depression, there's parts of it that you actually enjoy, and that's what's really sick and weird. The worst is yet to come. There's a comfort. And then when you make that mood into music, I always thought this song was like the first day of winter. And this is my favorite part. Talking to it like he still loves it. And the color's gone just like when every winter comes. I miss the way I used to love you. He's romanticizing. Oh, oh, here I go. Because it's like a secret that you have. Can tell what's in your head. There's something romantic about it, and dark and special. And there's something also very dangerous about it if you let it go on too long, or if you take it too seriously. The Way I Used to Love You. It's a great second track. Good job, Eric, on the music.